A second day of losses on Wall Street as investors worry about spiking global cases of COVID-19. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 20th day of April. Thanks as always for being with us. In other business news, we will tell you about the Diverse Procurement Collaborative launched today in Philadelphia and why that's important. Business is worried about the nearly 25% of Americans that say they will not get the vaccine. Hang on, because prices are about to go up on a host of household goods. We've got the Wall Street Report, and people are not fleeing some cities as quickly as what we once thought. For the interview, it's entrepreneur Ben McDougall talking about the entrepreneurial ecosystem, 1 Million Cups, and his new book. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com. And by Oasis, a paychecks company devoted to HR solutions for business. Find them at OasisAdvantage.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, you can follow us on Twitter at IOB_NewsHour. Well, it was another day, a rough day on Wall Street as the major indices closed down for a second day in a row. So what's going on? Investors are looking past some glowing earnings reports and focusing on surging global COVID-19 cases. Stocks tied to consumer spending and travel fared poorly today, and I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. Today, the Chamber of Commerce for Greater Philadelphia announced the creation of the Diverse Procurement Collaborative to increase opportunities for small, black, and brown-owned businesses by partnering with buyers to establish procurement goals and strategies. In a statement, Board Chair Susan Jacobson said, quote, "Taking steps to make economic opportunities more inclusive and diverse across Greater Philadelphia isn't just good for our neighbors, it's good for business. I'm proud to support the Diverse Procurement Collaborative, which aims to drive new revenue to black and brown-owned businesses in an equitable way that creates value and opportunity for everyone," end quote. I can't stress this enough. This move is exactly what has been being talked about for years in the black and brown communities across the country. Rather than a handout, folks want to be able to access and build wealth through their businesses. In addition, some have said these types of programs are a way to repair what so many communities of color went through, and they were disseminated by urban renewal efforts and running freeways through traditionally minority sections of our cities. Stay tuned. Well, there's a growing sense of failure among some experts as the focus on the vaccine program shifts to those Americans who say they may not or will not get a COVID-19 vaccine. And that decision by some will have a major impact on business because there will be no herd immunity. So now the focus may be shifting to control. After initially aiming for the kind of protection provided by the measles vaccine, officials are now focused on containment similar to the flu, acknowledging there will be regular outbreaks, but hoping to limit them as much as possible. Americans can go through their entire lives without worrying about getting the measles because of a long-lasting, effective vaccine given to more than 90% of children. Although small pockets of infection do occur when vaccination rates drop, even people who can't get the vaccine or who are immunocompromised remain mostly protected. With COVID-19, where vaccines are effective but won't last a lifetime, vaccine hesitancy makes that kind of widespread protection unlikely. And it's political in nature. About 79% of self-identified Democrats say they have been vaccinated or intend to do so soon, compared with 46% of Republicans. About 3 in 10 Republicans say they will definitely not get vaccinated. That according to a Kaiser Family Foundation poll. And that means America could end up looking like a patchwork quilt, with areas where COVID-19 infections are low and other places where the viruses continue to thrive. And that will have a major impact on the economic recovery on a regional basis. There are a number of items that in the coming months are going to become much more expensive. Business Insider is reporting that many household goods are going to get more expensive as companies like Procter & Gamble and General Mills hike prices to combat shortages and rising shipping costs. During its third quarter earnings call, P&G said it has started raising prices on some of its paper goods, including baby care, feminine hygiene products, and adult diapers. The price hike would encompass Pampers diapers, Tampax, and Always feminine products, as well as Always discreet adult products. General Mills, maker of Cheerios, Chex, Betty Crocker, and Pillsbury products, has also indicated higher prices. Just yesterday, Coca-Cola said it is planning to hike its prices for the first time in over 3 years. And hang on, coffee drinkers. The price of coffee is headed up due to supply issues. March data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics Consumer Price Index shows that as vaccination rates increase, prices continue to go up. Consumer prices increased in 2021 over last year at their highest rate in 3 years. While gasoline prices have seen the largest increase, the cost of food, rental cars, and hotels has also been pushed higher. Stocks slid for a second day in a row as investors focus on rising virus cases around the world, which has led to renewed concern over the continued global economic impact. Those fears overshadowed a batch of solid corporate results. The Dow is off by 256 points to end the day at 33,821, while the Nasdaq lost 128 points, falling to 13,786. And the broader S&P 500 lost 28 points, closing the trade at 4,134. Meanwhile, Johnson & Johnson posted stronger-than-expected sales, while Travelers Company's earnings beat estimates and Philip Morris International raised its outlook. And as we mentioned, Procter & Gamble is boosting the prices of some consumer products as the household goods behemoth grapples with higher commodity costs. Losers today included United Airlines off by 9%, American Airlines down by 6%, while Carnival, Norwegian Cruise Lines, and Royal Caribbean all traded 4% lower. It's all a reflection on consumer-driven travel in light of rising COVID-19 cases. And finally, there is this. It's beginning to look as if the pandemic hasn't changed moving patterns among Americans as much as anticipated. While there are a few exceptions, most notably outflows from New York and San Francisco, but change of address requests to the U.S. Postal Service show little fluctuation in 2020 from 2019. While those two big cities with a higher number of jobs that can be done remotely saw twice the departures last year than the year before, the trend toward Sunbelt states and away from the Midwest and upstate New York appears stable. In other words, people are still moving out of the Midwest and New York, but not at elevated numbers. All right, stay with us, because coming up next, it's entrepreneur Ben McDougall. We're going to be talking about his work as a regional manager of 1 Million Cups, his connecting of entrepreneurs, and his new book, which is entitled, You Don't Need This Book. But maybe you do. Stay with us as we talk about the entrepreneurial ecosystem with Ben McDougall.